Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So sitting down for dinner Friday night, some nice Korean barbecue, fancy Korean barbecue. And the lady friend and I were talking, and we get on the subject of the Blazers. How that ended up happening, I don't know. But I was talking to her, and we were talking about different reporters and the fans in the city. And I started to get a little worked up in this restaurant. I think I started to get like, oh, my God, is this guy okay? Because I was telling her that this fan base, this city, the ownership, we know the story. It's the only thing in town. We're just happy to be here. There is no accountability to be better than a 6 seed, 5 seed, 4, whatever. And that we are just complacent in what we are as a franchise compared to the rest of the league into sports in general. Is that the strive to be great, the strive to be champions, the strive to be a franchise as a perennial winner, it's just not there. Again, it's very much a complacent, we're just happy we're a part of the conversation. We're just happy we have one of the big three professional teams in the city of Portland. And I was getting, I was just telling her, like, this is what it is. This is why nothing ever changes. This is why the Blazers are who they are. And that as long as we have a fan base and that doesn't hold the ownership more accountable instead of just loving our guys, like, every single year, it's, oh, God, I love him. He works so hard. Delano Banton, what a game against the Hawks. Yeah, you still lost by 15 points.
Oh, young talent coming through this city anyway.
Man, I don't know. I think Banton, we got a keeper on our hands. Really?
They might be right on Banton, but I feel you.
The whole DeAndre Ayton, man, we should have been giving him the ball earlier in the season. Oh, yeah, so we could have won 20 games instead of 15 at this point? Is that where we're at? So I'm going off to her, and then I sum up my thoughts, because I'm sure that's what she wanted to hear the whole time during dinner, is my feelings on the Portland Trailblazers. And then I look down at my phone and I see a final score of 142-82, the Miami Heat beating the Trailblazers by 60 points. I then show it to her, and even she's shocked. When my girlfriend is like, oh my God, that is... How does that, like, she's at a loss for words even. And this is literally right after I am going off to her about this franchise and this team. Again, I looked down my phone, and that's what I see. And it just perfectly encapsulated. I was like, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Like I said, it looked like a blood pressure reading. 142 over 82. It's like, are you serious right now?
Probably was mine at that moment in time.
So
you get the sleeve around me and check it out. Yeah,
you know, when we are a town, you said it, Joe. We're a town that we don't have all the bells and whistles. Our bells and whistles, I heard somebody, a comedian, came here and he did a joke. It's like, man, the coolest thing we have a bunch of bridges. Why do we need so many bridges?
Hey, it is. You know, well, there's a big river that kind of cuts through the city.
Well, I'm saying, but did you need 16 bridges to get across?
Yeah, traffic will suck otherwise, you know, but I get the point.
Yeah, but that's the coolest thing about Portland. If we're, you know, that's the one of the most unique things about Portland. And now that they're starting to be breweries pop up all across, you know, the Northwest and stuff like that, even down into California, like, what really is Portland known for? It used to be known for this being this clean, beautiful city that you could raise a family in, you know, all these things. Not so much anymore. And I think we have to concede to the fact, fellas, especially you two baseball fans in here, we're never going to get another professional team.
That's, I mean, my optimism was lost on that over the last few months. I mean, again,
well, you held on much longer than a lot of people. Remember when the Diamond Project first started?
Well, and I want
to—that's all anybody talked about, and people were getting the hats with the P and everything like that. It's like, here we go, Portland.
And I don't want to do this. Deviate to that too much, but it's like it's amazing how, whenever that's brought up, how staunch the residents and people in town are like, no, we don't have the time for that. We don't have the money for that. We have other problems. But yeah, when it comes to the Blazers, we'll support that team during any moment in time, give them their money throughout
because
the year.
We don't, Blazers isn't going to cost us a whole lot extra. Like a new baseball team is going to be, man, they got to put it somewhere. So, you know, those bridges crossing that river are going to be a lot more useful for a lot of people because there's going to be a bunch of traffic. There's going to be a bunch of everything as they build it. Something's got to be torn down. So they've purchased the PPS building, so now that's out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, so I think there are a lot of things, but I think it's, for me, coming to the realization that this is not going to happen. Like, Portland is not going to get anything. So, yes, we hold on to our Blazers incredibly tight. Hopefully they never remember a couple of years ago and they're talking about, oh, the Blazers are going to relocate and they're going to leave. It's like, man, we have a lease for like 20 something years, you know, at that point. But still, people were concerned that we would lose these Blazers. So we support them at all costs. We support the, you know, the not Ruben, well, Ruben Patterson's and all the guys that are like, they're good players, but not game changing Hall of Fame, win you 50 game type player. Like, Ruben Patterson was a good part of a great team.
Here's an example. Like Jabari Walker. If the Blazers got rid of Jabari Walker this offseason, there would be like an outcry from Blazers. Oh my God.
I
can't believe this franchise. What are they doing?
Justice Winslow. Oh man, he should stay. He plays with so much heart. I forget. There's name Philip, Joel Prisbilla. Like, yes, we have to. He's the heart and soul of this team. You have to make sure. No, you don't. No, you don't. Prisbilla is not giving you much, you know, from there. Like, he's a great locker room guy that people love, and he'll get in some guy's face at a point. That's not going to help you win any games.
Blazers fans fall in love with the Luke Babbitts, the Nasir Littles of the roster. Like, they hope that they're
going to. Duop Reiths.
The Will Bartons that know.
The 28-year-old rookie, Duop Reef.
And knowing a guy's going to be like a sixth man at best in the NBA, Blazers fans think that that guy's going to be an all-star starter here in Portland. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just if he hang on to him, if he just played a little more, it's like, no, he plays in practice, and there's a reason he's sitting on the bench. Now, we're going to talk Jermaine O'Neal on the bench for 5 years. That's something
different. Well, that's a Bob Whitsitt problem.
That's a Blazer mistake that we've made over and over again. Hey, let's take Martell Webster instead of Chris Paul. Great idea. Right? Let's pass on Devin Booker and pass on a bunch of other guys and just get people in here that are going to be solid NBA players for a long time but never make an all-star team.
You know, Rashad, the Portland Diamond Project, I don't want to deviate too far into that either, but it is a great representation of how, Joe, you make the point that we are so happy to receive any kind of sports positivity in this city that we look more to that than we actually do winning. And yeah, instead of, you know, 4, 5, 6 years down the road from the Portland Diamond Project starting, seeing movement that we hope to see, we kind of just lean back in to what we know, which is getting smacked in the face repeatedly by the Portland Trailblazers. And what did they say? Something like arena attendance is down only like 8-10% this year. Like the viewership overall is down worse than any team in the NBA. But going to the arena, you can still see seats filled, which to me is crazy, but that's partly because $10 tickets are being sold.
Because
it's a dollar.
To do here. Yeah. There's nothing to do here.
You got a dollar seat up in the third level.
If you've never been to Charlotte, if you've never been to Memphis, you know, as Joe is wearing a Grizzlies hat, Vancouver Grizzlies hat.
Okay.
But if you've never been to Vancouver, you know, at a point, there's stuff to do.
Well, at this point, I think Blazer fans are like, well, at least it's the weather's getting better.
At least it's nice, because now guess what we can go back to doing? Drinking.
Different things and staying inside
and forgetting
and
about
this
the Blazers.
Team.
There's a reason the summers are so cool here is because we don't have to worry about the Blazers playing and losing all the time.
But the fact that we are okay with this, and remember Blazers chair, owner, whatever, Jody Allen was saying, hey, we're going to negotiate, bring a WNBA team in, and then all of a sudden those negotiations had a total stop put to them because this arena that the Blazers play in is absolutely, I mean, it's one of the 5 or 6 oldest arenas in the league. It is absolutely in need of some huge updates to bring it to the standard of a Staples Center, or I guess Crypto Arena now, to bring it to the standard of where the Celtics play.
Whatever the Clippers are building right now.
Yeah, what the American Airlines Arena, where the Dallas Mavericks play. Like, there is just so much that Blazers fans don't seem to mind here, Joe. I hear what you're saying about this mentality. It sucks that they're just okay with mediocrity in sports.
You're
and
the Oakland A's of professional
news,
basketball.
Dude.
Year after year after year. I hear you. I agree with both you guys, and I don't understand why. I guess the point that you guys made, especially you, Rashad, that there's nothing else going on here is a great start to that conversation. But I do think there's some kind of deeper, like, I don't know, maybe abuse that we've suffered, like at the hands of our sports fandom in the last 20 or 30 or 40 years in this city. There is something deeper in this that brings us back to this each time. And I'm super interested as to why.
Guys, move on.
No, Neil.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.